Man, we knew it was coming, but the Harris administration, Biden's just a beach bum pretending. We know that he delegated a bunch of stuff. He even put out a notice that he delegated a bunch of stuff to Kamala Harris. And, well, we knew the cheat was coming, but here it is. Here's the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives raising the red flag. And I'll tell you about some other things that are going on as well. Brace yourselves. This is why it's important that so many people go out and vote, that the cheat is impossible to overcome. Before I jump into this, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's CMMG. CMMG is an American company in Boonville, Missouri. And if you watched the video I put out yesterday about how many items, how many items each of the top five or four or five states put out, there's been over a million produced in Missouri. And a great, great number of those are from CMMG. Great people, great tools, great colors, great chamberings, great lengths. Check them out and use code GNG10 to save a ton of money. Check out their 22 conversion kits while you're there. Ah, chef's kiss. Also, what's got me fired up today is Blackout Coffee's ready to drink. These are our cold brew lattes in a can. You're supposed to shake them and enjoy them cold. They're on sale. Buy two cases, get one free. Use code RTDSALE. This will not last long. If you like them, jump on it. If you want to try them, jump on it. Now's your chance to save. All right, so Jim Jordan and the House Committee on the Judiciary called out a bunch of shenanigans that the Harris-Biden administration is pulling when it comes to the upcoming election. It's 2 weeks away. And what is the government doing? They're looking to solidify the cheat, to stop these states, how dare these states remove illegals and invaders from the voting rolls? How dare they? Here's a letter from the House Committee on the Judiciary, and I don't want to tell you something else that the administration just did. This letter was sent yesterday to Kristen Clark, who's the Assistant Attorney General in the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. And they said, Dear Assistant Attorney General Clark, on October 9 of 24, the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division wrote to Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose alleging that Ohio's efforts to remove non-citizens from its voter rolls may have violated federal law. The Biden-Harris administration's threats are baseless, contrary to established law, and a clear effort to intimidate and interfere in Ohio's electoral process. We expect your full cooperation with our oversight of your attempt to prevent states from ensuring that non-citizens do not influence our democracy. I'd rather him say our republic. The Constitution empowers states to serve as the primary administrators of elections. In fact, the Supreme Court has recognized that states have broad authority to enact reasonable regulations of parties, elections, and ballots to reduce election and campaign-related disorder. While the federal government plays a supporting role, Congress has passed laws to improve election integrity and bolster voting rights. In 1993, Congress passed the National Voter Registration Act, or the NVRA, to ensure that only eligible citizens participate in federal elections and allow states to maintain accurate voter rolls. In addition, Congress has made it a crime for any non-citizen to vote in a federal election. Looks like they have some prosecuting to do. These laws complement the state's primary authority to regulate elections and support what the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia called the state's historical power to exclude aliens from participation in their democratic political institutions. Federal courts, including the U.S. Courts of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, which includes Ohio, have explained that the NVRA allows a state to remove invalidly registered voters at any time before an election. In Bell v. Marinko, the Sixth Circuit upheld the Ohio Board of Elections' removal of registered voters who violated Ohio's residency requirements and were thus ineligible non-resident voters. The court found that Congress did not intend to bar the removal of names from the official lists of persons who were ineligible and improperly registered to vote in the first place, and the National Voter Registration Act protects only eligible voters from unauthorized removal. Like other states, Ohio's Constitution explicitly prohibits non-citizens from voting in its elections. Therefore, under Ohio law, non-citizens have never been eligible voters, and their registration has been invalid from the beginning. In other words, the NVRA does not apply to removing an improperly registered non-citizen. Under his authority as Ohio's chief election officer, Secretary LaRose has tried to ensure that eligible voters and not ineligible non-citizens participate in Ohio's elections. Rather than work with Secretary LaRose to improve election integrity in Ohio, the Biden-Harris administration has done the opposite. First, the Department of Homeland Security has refused on four separate occasions to provide Ohio with access to federal citizenship verification records, as required by federal law, to prevent non-citizens from voting. Now, the department is attempting to intimidate Secretary LaRose by alleging that his election integrity efforts violate the NVRA's prohibition on voter roll maintenance less than 90 days before a federal election. The department threats are especially questionable given its long-standing view that federal and state governments have a compelling interest in excluding foreign citizens from activities intimately related to the process of democratic self-government, and that election integrity efforts are neither an invidious attack on these individuals nor a deficiency in the democratic system. The department's threats not only ignore the compelling interest that states have in excluding non-citizens from the democratic process, but it ignores the controlling case law that applies in Ohio. The department relies on one case from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit interpreting the NVRA to accuse Ohio of violating the law. But the Sixth Circuit's Bell decision rejects the 11th Circuit's interpretation of the NVRA, which did not reflect Congress's intent or what the NVRA permits. Non-citizens are not eligible voters in Ohio elections. Therefore, they are not protected from Ohio's efforts to remove them from its voter registration rolls under the NVRA's 90-day provision. During your tenure, the Civil Rights Division has weaponized its authority to target Republican-led states for policy disagreements while ignoring violations of Americans' constitutional rights in Democrat-led states. Weaponized law enforcement erodes public confidence in the equal application of the law and in our fundamental institutions of democracy. The department's decision to insert itself into Ohio's and other states' lawful efforts to ensure the integrity of the voter rolls in advance of the November 5th, 2024 election raises concerns about election interference. To further the committee's ongoing oversight that the department is applying the law equally and impartially, we request the following documents. 1. All documents and communications referring or relating to Ohio Secretary of State's efforts to verify the citizenship status of registered Ohio voters for the period of May 1, 24, and to the present. 2. All documents and communications between or among the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security or any component entities within the two departments referring or relating to the Ohio Secretary of State's efforts to verify the citizenship status of registered Ohio voters for the period of May 1st, 2024 to the present. We ask that you produce these documents and communications as soon as possible, but no later than 5 p.m. on October 31st of 2024. The Committee on the Judiciary has jurisdiction to oversee the activities of the Department of Justice pursuant to Rule 10 of the Rules of the House of Representatives. If you have any questions in the matter, contact committee staff at blah, 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 blah. Jim Jordan, the chairman of the Committee of the Judiciary. Pretty pointed letter. Now, will they hold anybody accountable? We haven't seen that happen in years, decades, maybe. So the American public, while this type of investigation is good, what happens after these letters are sent has kind of let us all down. And I know that Jim Jordan's staff watched my videos. I hope you hold these people to the wall, and I hope you nail them to the wall and hold them accountable. Now, I told you that I would tell you some other things that this administration has done to help secure the steal, the cheat. Well, Virginia just removed a bunch of illegal people, not even American citizens, from their voting rolls. And the Harris-Biden administration is suing Virginia. Why would they sue a state for removing illegal immigrants who aren't American citizens from the voting rolls going into a presidential election? There's only one reason they would do that. There's only one reason they would do that. Why would California and Governor Gavin with the good hair Newsom, why would they pass a law in rapid fashion to prevent any state local government from requiring a person identify themselves with a U.S. or state issued identification card proving that they are an American citizen? Why would they bar entities from even asking that? You're not even allowed to ask somebody to identify themselves, ask for an ID at a federal election in California. Why would they do that? There's only one reason. Now, other states have removed illegals from their rolls within the last couple months, but these two here, Ohio and Virginia, have done it within the 90 days from the election, and because one court in the 11th Circuit said you can't do that, but all the other courts that have taken this up have said they're crazy, that court, the 11th, we cast that aside. That's not what the Constitution says. That's not what the Supreme Court interpretation has said. And that's not what the laws on voting integrity say. We're going to cast that aside. There's only one reason. Because they think they need those votes now, those illegal votes, because we the people have had enough of the bullshit. And people are coming out in record numbers with early voting as it starts here in some states. And I'm asking you to do the same. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Bring someone who hasn't voted before and is registered. We all know people who have. If you don't, start talking and having conversations and ask questions. Be an American citizen for once and take charge. And challenge four of your friends to do the same. And challenge them to challenge other people. Bring people to the voting polling locations, especially if you live in, parts of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Western North Carolina, East Tennessee, where people don't even have cars or houses right now. Organize buses, organize church vans to pick people up en masse and bring them to these polling locations. It's on us. The time is now. Appreciate y'all. Let me know what you think about this letter. Do you think they'll hold anybody responsible? What are your predictions for this election? Guys and gals, we can stop the cheat. We absolutely can stop the cheat. You just got to get out to do it. Appreciate y'all. See you on the next one. Subscribe for more. I'll see you. Have a great day.